views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee today. I am very happy to be a part of this day's program. We're going to talk about some really interesting things today. One of them being actually, first off, I want to kind of give like a little accolade actually to some good things that have happened with my book recently. And I was in actually Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in the Michigan area, so I'm a Midwest girl, being forced to live on the East Coast here. Wink, wink. And what actually is really good is that when I went back home actually to launch part of my book tour. And I was fortunate to be on Fox News, and I was fortunate to be on Live in the D, which is an NBC station, and got some press work done and papers that were out there about my book and my field. And it was really awesome, and, you know, just want to thank everyone, actually, too, who did that for me, along with being able to obviously venture out even more so to be able to have more people that I'm able to read for and actually connect with, and just always making sure that everyone understands this message of a medium and how it all works and the importance of that. It was really quite interesting because when I was out there, I also got to talk about my investigative work that I work with clients and how that works. And, you know, it was nice to be able to connect with that way. And then I lended my services, actually volunteering my services. There's two young children, a boy and a girl, and the baby is only 9 months old. He's 9 months old. And those two children are missing, and their father unfortunately killed their mother, and they know that, and now they're trying to find the children. So what I did on Saturday when I got back into Boston is I ended up, you know, spending my afternoon and researching and trying to find these children. And the good thing is I really feel that, you know, I honed in some areas that they need to look at. And part of my work is actually when I do that kind of stuff is, you know what, it just needs to go to the proper channels so that they can take it and research it. And I think I have some beautiful contacts in those areas of people, and then they in turn will forward the information on behalf of the work that I gave. And it always amazes me how spirit lines things up and how things connect and the symbols and the synergy of the information that I get and where that comes from. And then obviously part of it is like, you know, looking for the confirmation, and the proof is in the pudding, obviously, if they end up finding these children. But in the same sense, you know what, it's also very, very indicative of, you know, the callousness of people and the callousness of things. And it was really kind of weird circumstance because I was on TV talking about my book and talking about my work, and I've obviously worked cases in the Detroit metro area and in my history. And while I was there, I kept hearing, "Stop killing the children." And that's what my guides were giving me. And really, literally, I wanted to like shout that from the rooftops, but you can't, okay, because you look like, you know, a freak doing that kind of thing. And then I get home, and a day later, you know what, a two-year-old child gets shot, and on purpose as a vendetta. And that made our national news, and I'm sure we all heard about that. And so, you know, part of this thing with my gift as being a medium is obviously you hear things, feel things, sense things before they happen. And it's part of, you know, part of me is it's important to share things and as a protection type of honor to people. Because I'm from the wealth of knowledge that, you know, if I see it, feel it, sense it, that don't just keep it to yourself. I should be able to share it with people. And that way it can help people prepare or change or maybe do something different during their days and stuff like that. And that's the part that, you know what, that's the part of giving. That's the community service of a medium. And that's important that everyone understand that, you know what, it's not just to go to a medium all the time just to get a reading. There's my obligation of how I see my work is that it's community service oriented, and that's how I live it. And that way, you know, it's meant to be given back. I'm just the conduit to give it off of the information, whether it be an investigation, whether it be something about earth changes, because we're going to talk about that today, or it's part of, you know what, just lending your service or expertise actually as a medium to help people heal. And that's really the component of it. I get really frustrated sometimes when I see sometimes how the media portrays a medium or what these mediums with their big egos want to get on TV and do all this type of shenanigans and, oh, I'm all that, and, oh, I'm going to post that I'm, you know, going on this program and I'm great and I'm this and I'm that and I'm hooking in with the Hollywood scene and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, really? That's your goal. That's your goal as a medium. But that's everyone, I guess everybody needs someone like that in to do that. But in the same sense, everyone just still has to remember that there's a portion of why certain people get picked with this gift to be able to use it. Me, and maybe that's my Catholic upbringing or whatever, it's always you have to do something good with whatever you do in life. And, you know, those old nunnies always wanted to, you know, make sure you understood that concept. If we all went to Catholic school, you could appreciate that. But, you know what, it really is a gift to be used for service, and that's kind of, you know, where it goes, which is good. And the nice thing is, I just keep, you know, doing what I'm doing to make sure that that can be of change for people. We're going to talk about a really interesting subject today, and I just kind of want you to hold on to your hat, because we're going to talk about earth changes and what I'm feeling, seeing, sensing, and what we should be preparing for and different things like that. It's really interesting, and the show isn't meant to be like a scare tactic to anybody. It's not with what we're going to talk about, but it's also about what I'm feeling and sensing and what other people in my field have been feeling and sensing. And I actually talk about this in my book about earth changes. It's chapter 3, actually. And, you know, I wrote this book, it took me 4 years to pen it, but I was kind of, you know, I've always been, you know, that's been my niche, to be connected. It is connected to Mother Nature, and we should all be connected to Mother Nature. We should all have our kinetic link every day and, you know what, pray for our earth and heal our earth and protect our borders and protect our country and protect where we live and protect all of that. And because it's as much as of us as it is that it gives to us as we are to Mother Earth. And it's like a marriage. Now, to me, how Earth is reeling these days with our crazy weather patterns. I mean, obviously being on the East Coast here, we've had a few crazy hits. I mean, you know, there was, you know, funnel clouds spotted in Revere, Massachusetts, in the city of Boston and Everett and that kind of thing. Okay, that hasn't happened since, you know, 25 years ago, I guess, according to the Weather Service. And, you know, those kind of things that occur that, you know, it's like storm after storm after storm. It's funny, little kids, I can remember my little ones when they were little, they would say, they'd always relate to the weather, right? They were so funny. And they'd be like, oh, when Mother Nature, you know, when there was thundering and lightning or whatever, they'd be like, boy, is Mother Nature, you know, mad today? Is she really mad? Like she was stomping her feet, right? And then, you know, they're so cute. And then, you know, every picture you got when your kids were little, what did it always have? It always had clouds or it had a sun smiling. And our kids connect with nature so easy. And we forget that as we get older of how important our world is and our nature is to us. And that's the thing. And I want to, when we discuss all of this today, it's really important that we understand that, you know what, we are just one. We're one with nature. We're one with, in my opinion, with the universe, with whether you want to call it universe, God, you know, Buddha, whatever you want to call it. But our energy is all one, within sync with one another. And it's when that gets out of balance, it's like the marriage that doesn't work. It's, you know, somebody who's screaming at somebody and getting mad at somebody because they're frustrated really with themselves, but they want to take it out on somebody else. I mean, that's really kind of what the reactionary situation is actually with Earth right now. We have done, as a people, so much damage to her, environmentally, different things like that. For instance, okay, let me just say this one little quick story. So I'm in Detroit. Now, Detroit has had a heck of a road, right? Based on, you know, receivership, based on crazy leadership in the city of Detroit, crazy, you know, you name it. They've had it. They've been hit with it. No growth, that kind of stuff. Everybody moving out of the cities, you know, for 30, 40 years, really since the 60s. But, you know, you look at that pattern. So I was, you know, doing some radio shows, so I'm heading downtown, and I haven't been downtown in a long time. And so I go and I'm like, what is wrong with these people? There are kids, little tykes, you know, playhouses stuck on the side of the expressway. There is, like, people just want to dump wherever. You know, I can remember my grandmother saying, you know, you can be poor, but you don't have to be dirty. You could take a teacup and you could wash yourself with it. You know what I mean? Of the water that's in there. You don't have to be dirty. And you look at the plight of the city, and you look at that, the mentality, and the smog, and the things from the factories, and that kind of stuff. And granted, that's people's bread and butter there. But you know what? Your surrounding areas, people can be clean. You don't have to be destitute and live in ugly surroundings. So what happens then, right? You got an environment that's not healthy. You got people littering left and right. You have, you know, this conscious, unconscious realm of crap going back and forth, actually, between people, between environment. And it's creating this mecca for negativity. And you know what? At some point, we all have to pitch in to make it give it up and make things kinder and nicer to our world. And when we can do that, then you know what? That's when you see the environment start to change. I mean, one of the great plethoras back that they're doing now is they're dumping all these buildings and taking them down to make farmland. When I heard that, I was like, you know what? And saw that and read about it. I thought, you know what? That's nature coming back into full circle, saying, you know what? Heal me. Let me grow for you. And that's the positive that can come out of a negative situation when it comes to environment. We're going to run to break real quick, and we're going to come back and really get into the subject of these earth changes and what's occurring within all of us. Be back in a minute, everyone.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking earth changes today. And we're talking about how important actually it is actually that we pay attention, to earth's harmony. How about that word? When's the last time we ever said, you know what, please let our earth be harmonious? You know, it's really interesting because when we, every day when I walk out actually to get the paper, you know what? I walk out in the morning, do my routine, like we all have a routine, and I walk out to grab it, and then I'm thinking, maybe I'm one of those only people that actually still gets the paper. I mean, everybody does everything online, but, you know, I still have my coffee, and I have my paper and read and what have you, but when I went out there, I was, I always, like, wake up, I thank the earth, I thank the grass, I thank the trees, I thank the, you know, if I see dragonflies, butterflies, whatever I see outside, and you know what, and you bless it, you thank it. Native Indians used to do that with their land. They always have blessings to their land, to appreciate their land, where they are, who they are with, what they what gives back to them, the growth, the fruit, the plants, the everything that grows to it and gives us abundance, right? And as people, as a society, we forget that. You know what? What do? We get a thunderstorm happening in the morning commute. We complain. Oh, we're going to be late. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, the traffic's bad. Oh, it's going to take me forever to get to work. You know what? Instead of just saying, you know what? Maybe this is my chill time. Okay, I'm not so rushed. I can pray today. I can think my things through, or I can think more clear before I get into my next meeting. You know, instead, you know, we get hyperkinetic. We get crabby. You know, the weather's going to affect us this way. It's just like the analogy I gave you before about my kids. When they would hear the thunderstorm or something like that, they'd say, oh, boy, is Mother Earth ever mad. You know what I mean? Because that's what it would connotate it to. Reality is this, is that, you know what? It's all about balance in anything, right, in our lives. It's balance with our earth. It's balance with our lives. It's balance with people, circumstances. You know, it's when things get out of kilter is when things really rock and roll, right? And make us jumbled and kinetic and create chaos. Well, Mother Earth is really like, you know what? This old gal needs a day at the spa. She needs to be treated well. She needs to be given, you know, special treatment, you know, not like, you know, treated like, you know, the old goat in the house that just keeps working. Here, get me this, do this for me. Hey, did you do this for me? Can you get this for me? You know, instead she needs to just be relaxed and you know what? And literally if Mother Earth was our guest at our table, you know what? Somebody else get up and do the dishes instead of her doing them all the time. So, as funny as that is to say, and that silly analogy, we need to get it. We need to understand that actually preparing ourselves, being kinder to our earth, you know, whether that be a part of recycling, whether that be, you know, supporting programs that our government provides for healing our earth, to doing things, to planting trees, or how about just like, you know what, you know, keeping it clean. You know, I was talking about when I was in Detroit, you know what I mean, the other day, and you know, I was a big promoter of that area back in the day. I used to be in the hotel industry, so I used to promote, and I was a concierge, and I formed the Michigan Concierge Association when I was in the hotel industry way back after I graduated from high college and in my 20s, and you know, always promoting the city, always growing the city, always, you know, sending people in the city, you know, to enjoy our city. And nothing makes me more sad wherever you go, whether it be Detroit, Idaho, wherever you want to go, you know what I mean? Literally, and you see people litter. My kids don't litter. You know what I mean? They don't ever. You should see my laundry when I go through laundry, pulling out stuff in the pockets, the papers, the whole bit. You know what I mean? They just know better. It's like this generation knows better. But it's also, you know what? I'm getting tired of actually when people take advantage and just think that they can just dump and toss and not have any accountability. Well, guess what? There is accountability. Earth's energy accountability is really coming in pretty furious. And things that I'm seeing and things that I'm wanting to share today is that there's a lot of upheaval. There's a lot of stuff. And when we have Earth changing and our energy changing and her energy changing, and we live on it and we're a part of it, we're changing too. So when you feel this kinetic pull, that people have felt a sense of uneasiness, part of that is because of the Earth change that's happening. That's part of it. And that's the part that actually we all need to garner and remember that, you know what, why is it happening? What's that message to us? What can we shift to do better or something different? You know, it used to be actually when we would have storms here on the East Coast, especially during the winter time, you know, golly, and we get like, you know, criminy 2 feet at a time, practically some storms. We would be doing, you know, in that, and I'd be like, instead of me saying, okay, keep our house safe, keep, you know, electricity on, you know, pray for the area around us, that kind of thing, or you know, as a form of protection, I take it to a next step further, and that's actually preparing, saying, you know what, it's crazy as this is to say, but say to the trees, prepare that, you know what, there's a storm coming. Heal the area around you. Just talk through your energy. Talk through protecting this whole environment. Protect your city, your surroundings, your oceans. You know what I mean? Just keeping calm. And when we get into this realm and when you start to do that, and especially, let me tell you something, when you start to work as a collective, and collective is people together and people working together and praying for the same thing, huge, huge shift. What happens is that energy gets created, the universe directs it to where it's supposed to go, it heals our space, it heals our environment. And you know what? When we start to see like these patterns, boom, 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 these patterns of storms right after each other. I mean, you know, we lost power this past weekend on Saturday due to these storms. My husband just left. He was supposed to go to St. Louis. He just walked back in the door because his flight got delayed and is actually going to travel tomorrow morning because of all the patterns in the Midwest. And sure, it happens this time of year, but there's synchronicity actually of why it's happening so much. It's because of these shift changes, what's happening, like I talked about. You know, we have, you know, some stuff going on around Japan, that area. You know, we're watching possibly tsunamis out that way. It's just, you know, there's a lot of things happening. So what do you do in that shift and how that happens? You start to prepare. And you prepare smartly, right? You prepare in the sense that, you know what, I wonder how many people actually have, you know, their water, always extra water in their house, extra things in their house, flashlights in their house. I mean, we've learned some pretty heavy lessons here on the East Coast if you're from this area, because you know what, we get pummeled a lot these days, whether it be in the summer now or whether it be in the winter. So, you know, generators are important, you know, just being a heads up. And I think there's shifts that are happening. And many psychic mediums that are with me in this kind of same page are feeling these shifts occurring and these earth changes that are occurring. I think July and August are going to be some pretty heavy hitting months actually for us. And I think it's important that we all kind of like, you know, step back, prepare, and pray. Okay, because you know what? Prayer is powerful. And the essence of actually being understanding that, you know what, we're not in this alone. We're in this all together. And it's important that we all start to work within this energy realm, actually to do a good thing with it, not to be in a frightened pattern with it. But when you have, you know, a crazy world that we live in now, and we're trying to shift out of a lot of stuff. We're trying to shift out of a crazy economy. We were at war. We're trying to, you know, and I'm sounding like a Debbie Downer, and that is so not my personality, let me tell you. I'm as optimistic as you can get. But it's really important that we kind of, you know, sprinkle a little divine magic around our world, so that these kind of things can learn our lessons and be done with it, but move on with things. And you know what? And we're not in this world actually to do things on our own individually. We're here to work as a group and work as a healing group, to work with our earth energy and keeping everything balanced. Because today, whether it be with your work day, whether it be with your home, with your family, if you're whatever it is, it's all about grabbing our balance. Well, earth is grabbing our balance too. And when earth grabs our balance, sometimes it shifts us out, obviously, in our own little comfort zone, so that we can actually shift out and be, you know, in a much better presence, so that we can actually work within us and work with what we have to offer, you know, to others and to our world. And when we start to do that, you know what, we create more of a consortium of humanity. And that's kind of a big word there, but you know what, it's an important word that we say that. And that way, you know what, we help one another. Look at, you know, all that happened to New Jersey when that happened. You know what, people came together that never thought that they could come together to do good for others. So we're going to talk more about earth energy and changes. We're going to run a break. And obviously, we're open up to any calls today in reference to this. So feel free to call in. And we'll be back in a minute.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking earth changes today and the importance of that. If anybody has any questions, wants to call in reference to this topic or just ask me a question today, I'd be happy to answer. You can call at 800-930-2819, and we can go from there, the last segment, in answering any questions. So it's important, actually, that we really kind of pay attention to these weather patterns when they're happening and get it. And that's really kind of the message of the program today is, why is this happening? Why do we have all of this happening? You know what? I think it's a little part of global warming, but I feel it's just part of the shift that's happening. Kind of also to the damage of things that we've done to our world. But within that too, you know what? It's the common sense of humanity that we have to have in order to have our earth work. And that's the part, you know, what is it smart to flip, you know, throw a cigarette out the window when it's dry outside, you know, that can cause a fire? No. Is it, you know, part of this actually when you're, you know, having storms and stuff like that and you're not preparing for things like that when you see patterns happening? No, you know what I mean? You have to, like, look in prevention. I'm a big prevention type of person. I mean, that's how we got our kids, right? We prevent things. We want to prevent them from having harm, so we teach them. Well, I'm here to teach you that it's time that you need to do a little prevention on your own. You know what? The honest to goodness truth is actually the world we live in today, if you're not preparing in the sense of having, you know, extra food, extra water, extra things in your home, and, you know, just on a, for, you know, say the rainy day kind of situation, you know what, that's a smarter way to live your life than actually, oh my gosh, now what do I do? And that's, you know, not the, you know, the apocalypse is happening tomorrow, it's not, but it's also a part of, you know what, preparing on our daily life of living. The important also aspect, too, is actually, you know, when shifts like this occur, it changes us internally. It changes. I bet you everyone actually who had the circumstances happen, you know, on the East Coast, you know, last year with the hurricane that happened, every person has had a new perspective of life, have really probably honed in more spiritual as a spiritual person, I'm sure. And it's part of actually that learning curve that we've had to have. We hate when Mother Nature has to knock us around in order for us to get it. What I'm saying to you is you need to get it first so Mother Nature can't knock you around. And that's where, you know, you're grounded in your space. You're healing in your space. You're good to others. You create abundance with the work that you do. Even if it's not that type of work, you know, of line of work that you're in, you know what, you're good to people, you're good to nature, you're good to, you know, you work from your highest and place of good. You know, that's the part that, you know, I wonder if, you know, the city of Chicago, you know, who's now, I think, claimed to be the murder capital of the world there, in the country, not world, I didn't mean to say that, but, you know, in our country, you know, with all the murdering and the things that are going, they, like, you got to break cycles. You got to break cycles. That's what Earth is doing right now with her changes. She's breaking cycles. She's breaking patterns in people. She's breaking energetic patterns so that things can shift into the higher, better good. You know, is a collective within, you know, our universe of actually of healing people. And what happens when we think differently, different good things can happen. You know, it's all, as my kids always like to say, it's about the positivity. Yep, it is sure about positivity. If you walk out your door every day and say, you know what, we live in a positive world, our world is healed, we are good people, I am happy that I'm actually a part of it. And everybody did that when they walked out the door tomorrow. My God, do you imagine the day, the good days we'd be having and the goodness that can be created? No, instead, what do? We get up. oh, got to race to work, got to do this, got to do that. No, I can't do this. Can you do this for me because I got to run here? Oh, I'm going. Can you drop the kids off today? Can you do this for me because I'm really busy, got a meeting? I mean, how many conversations did that happen and everyone's home? Or can you do this, that, and the other? And you know what, I got to run here, run there, so let's go. And you know what, but traffic's really bad. I got to get out of here. You know, we run our days like that. And you know what? And that's everyone's world. And we don't stop to be quiet and be thankful and appreciate where we live and appreciate our home and glorify it. I mean, our world needs to be glorified in a healthy space. And we need to glorify, you know, our nation. And we need to be a nation that, you know, can glorify and honor, you know, good leadership when we get good leadership. Honor that, but there's many days we don't. But, you know, that's a whole different show. But I think it's important, actually, that, you know what, when we're in the moment, don't forget to thank it. You know, it's just like good manners. Our parents taught us, hopefully, with good manners. You know, they taught us to be respectful. They taught us to not, you know, to be good people, to be honorable to others. And you hope that's how your upbringing was. And if not, then you're an adult and you should know better because you can do that too on your own. You don't need your parents to show you. And with that, you know, that's the importance of, you know, honoring. To me, it's like, you know, I crack up sometimes when, you know, people don't want, to work with our own new energy and our own supplies that we have here on Earth in reference to everything. You know what they want? To, you know, take these, you know, these natural resources that we have, you know, and, you know, it's going to interfere with a few people, but these natural resources are given to us because it's the land, right? And they don't want to take it because it might interfere with someone's beach home or it might interfere with someone's, you know, personal property of things, but it's for its highest and best good, it's going to do good for others. All right, we've had a lot of that, you know, the Cape Wind program, obviously on Cape Cod, that kind of thing of, you know, of that programs and, you know, oh, that, but the good that it does is fantastic, creating new energy for us. And we have to think out of our box in order to work with energy. You know, it can't be the same old, same old, same old, same old, because guess what? The same old, same old, same old has gotten to us lots of trouble. And look at, you know, where we're at today. So that's part of it too, is it's regrouping. We, as a person, as new technologies here to heal our earth, to do new changes, to do good with it. And you know what, it's a really cool thing to say, hey, you're raising your hand to be a part of it. And you know, it was even funny, like, you know, when we were talking with our kids the other day, and my husband just mentioned, like, NASA was, you know, cut back so much by the Obama administration and not having funding for that. And my kids, who are teenagers, are like, what you mean, you know, that possibly that our country is not going to be the leaders in this anymore? And what do you mean there's no funding for that? And then it was even like a couple of days later, my daughter brought it up again. Like, how can that be? How can you not take, you know, something of nature, the moon and you know, working with that and our orbits and everything that's surrounding that and what kids really gravitate to learn and study. And we're not putting the funding for that anymore because we did some cutbacks. I mean, it's just crazy, the thought process of where that's lending us and the things that are happening. But see how it affects? I mean, who would have thunk? You know, my 16-year-old daughter who's into music and into driver's training and into what 16-year-olds are into and doing her thing, that really impacted her when she heard that. And she's right. It's true. It's not, we're not thinking smart. We're not thinking what's whole. We're thinking piecemeal. And because of that, that's what's creating this inference of problems and this kineticness of craziness that, you know what, is affecting our world. And when we come into that, those facets, you know what, we all need to step back and say, what the heck? And need to say that's not right and basically say, you know what, let's step up to the plate here and make it whole. Don't make it something, you know, half that it's going to not work anymore. And then to think, you know, other countries are going to, you know, beat us to the punch to go do things with possibly with Mars or different things like that. And that's the part of that's not okay anymore. That's still a part of our Earth. that's still part of our worth of what we garner as a society. You know, just because we're not living on Mars, although, you know, raising three teenagers in a house can be like living on Mars some days. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. But, you know, that's the part of that's the important onus of actually what we have to think. We have to think differently. We have to remember to honor of our programs, of our sciences, of things that can do such great things for our world, of our even of our oceans, and going from there, and where that's all coming from. You know what? We really need to get it, and that's why we're seeing all these. In my opinion, my humble psychic intuition opinion, of why we're seeing all these huge weather patterns, whether it be fires in California or out in the West, or our forests, or things happening there, or you go into the situation at hand with our oceans, and we're going to see more and more, you know, crazy things going on with our oceans that are occurring and coming up the pike for us. And that's the important part that we start to remember to say, hey, the buck stops here, and we need to heal. We need to stop it as a collective, and we need to say we're going to do better, and we're going to start in the process of actually working within that. We're going to run to break, everybody, and come back and finish our last segment in our conversation with more and more talk on Earth changes, how we can prepare to make things different, and see where we go with it. Feel free to call in at 800-930-2819, and we can continue our conversation.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually healed themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
We already said.
Okay, everybody, earth changers, changers, change. That's what we're talking today. And you know what? I can just be, you know, honest engine here and talk about, like, you know, Mother Earth is pretty devastated, obviously, right now. If you were a kid and as a child, you'd be saying she's pretty angry and someone should be getting, like, a timeout, right, for making her that way. And guess who it is? It's us. And you know what? It's something that, you know, really important. I always preach two concepts actually with this, and that's about, you know, and I call it the two P's, and it's being prepared and to work on prevention. So when you think about, okay, prepare, you know, these are two key things to be, you know, kind of saving our future here with how things work. And we're as much a part of Earth as a branch on a tree, right? Think about that concept. If we looked at Earth as a tree, we're just part of her branches, and she's the root actually into the ground actually that holds us steady, right? And without her, we are nothing, right? And so, you know, it's important actually that when we say, you know, the word prepare, you know what, you kind of have to prepare your homes for environmental changes that are occurring, or there's going to be a lot of shifts happening within our East Coast. There's going to be stuff, there just is what it is. And you know what, so you better be prepared for it. And that's the good news, okay, that if you prepare, you can handle anything, right? And I feel that, you know what, there's much of the change that are happening, you know, we have to get prepared actually to have extra flashlights in our house, extra, you know, waters in our home, preparing in the essence of, you know, food, that kind of thing. You know, just work smart. And not be naive to think that our world can't be untouched. I mean, science has even shown, you know, with so many things that are going on that, you know, our water tables are changing. They're getting higher. And when that starts to happen, shifts like this happen, all right? Even, you know, the Boston Harbor, you know what I mean? Those water tables have gotten higher. And that's scientific proof of things, you know, because of what's going on with our world and table of water patterns. You know, when you look at, you know, the naivety of, you know, what happened with Hurricane Sandy, you know, in the Jersey Shore, that was a huge wake-up for people. People thought they were just going to wade that out. Really? You know what I mean? And look what happened. And, you know, you can't be stupid anymore. It's no more can anybody take their stupid pills and think that, you know what, you're protected, nothing's going to happen anymore. And I'm not saying this actually to scare anybody. It's just like, you know, just you have to have common sense with what's going on with our shift and our changes. And that's the important aspect of things. It's just like a mom, right? When you're a mom and you godmother or anybody who guides children, you prepare them. You know, you say, or if you're a teacher, when you go to cross, you know, your children across the street, you give a lesson on, just don't say, okay, go cross, look right, any cars? No, no cars. Okay, we can all cross, right? And they're like little ducklings and follow the way. That's the component of actually that's so important that, you know what I'm saying today in today's program, we need to look left, need to look right, and we need to be prepared. So when you do that, then you know what, then it can help you. It can work with you. And you know what, it's also a form of prevention too. Because when we prepare things, and Mother Nature needs prevention, she needs a lot of good programs to correct things that have already been done. excuse me, part of the bad deeds that have been done to her, right? And that's the part that we need to be more considerate of in approaching the point of kind of no return so that we don't continue the abuse of things that have happened with her. It's like almost like it's past the time a little bit for rehab to begin, okay? But, you know, now you have to start someplace. And that's the part that, you know, as healers that we can start with that just by envisioning good thoughts around our earth and healing our earth that way. It's really more of a we're in a pattern of choice, people. And if we make the right choices, we're good. If we make the wrong choices, not so good. But I think we're adult enough actually that we can actually see the difference, and and make good with all of it, because, you know, we're all good people. We all have good hearts. We have that in us. And now it's just time to actually go forward and be able to be participant of that, so that actually we garner that, and we know that actually our earth is actually envisioning good health around it, right? And when we do that, we can work with more intelligent choices. It's kind of like when we have, excuse me, a child that's had a high temp, right? What's the first thing we do? Is we give them Tylenol, we give them Motrin, you know, take the temp, we get cold cloths out, we, you know, bathe their foreheads in it, their neck in it, that kind of thing to keep their temp down. Take their covers off, you know what I mean, that kind of thing when they're laying in bed. And when we do that, you know, and the next thing we do is what we do. We do what? Is we pray. We say, you know what, heal this child, let, you know, please let this temp go down, whatever it would be to, you know, to help this child. Well, that's kind of like where Mother Earth is. She's got a high temp, and we need to bring it down a bit. And we need to, you know, work with what our programs are out there and what our environment is, so that, you know what, we can prevent her, you know, having a high temp and getting hurt from that. And that's a simple analogy, but we can all understand that. And that's the point, that we need to really balance this. And when we do that, actually, that's the abundance that comes back to us. So remember that, you know what, we're all in this together, we're all in this to balance, and we are all actually, you know, really part of this, so that we can all really challenge ourselves to heal our earth. So, and probably the best thing you can always do is actually just always be considerate and say a prayer in reference to what this gives you and what she gives back to us. Without her, we're nothing. And so remember that. Without her, we are nothing. And it's important, actually, that when we do this and we work within it, we have a common place, because, you know what, we're all in this together. And that's the important part. Pay attention to kind of almost like the synchronicity of events that she gives us, right? We don't just get a storm, we get a 1-2 punch right after each other. It's like boom, boom, boom. Okay, so how do we do different? How do we challenge ourselves with the weather things that are going on? And people say, oh, you can't do anything with the weather. Well, you know what? You can also do prevention. You can also do, you know, take heed to situations so that you can prepare for things. And that's where, you know, the goodness is actually keeping this divine magic that we all have around us, and magic in a healthy sense of hat. That's just a term I'm using, not crazy magic. But you know what? The divinity of actually healing is what I mean. And that's the part that we can all participate in. Just remember, you know what, when you go out tomorrow to get your paper, you go, you know, out tonight, if you're sitting outside in your patio having a glass of wine or whatever it is, you know what, just stop for a minute and thank what you have. Thank those flowers that are blooming. Thank the energy around it. If you're able to walk on a beach, you know what? Thank the ocean that's there. Heal it. Send those good vibes out there. We need good vibes. You know what? We're so negative as a pool of people that, you know what? It just keeps, you know, it just filters up into the ethers, and that's what it creates. So you know what? Enough is enough. We need to stand firm and remember to heal our earth. I think it's really important that we all do this. Obviously, I'm kind of preachy today, but I don't care. It's important that actually, you know, we get a little prepared. We do some prevention work with our earth. And in doing so, we're all going to have a better world to live in. I'm going to wrap up the show. I thank you for listening. And we'll be tuning in actually next week with some really great guests that are going to be occurring actually in the program that are, we're going to talk about investigations and how that all works. Actually, some people that do it with me. So thank you for listening. And remember, tomorrow, grab that psychic cup of coffee and remember to heal a little bit of earth for me tomorrow. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978 978- 402-420-8213. See you next week.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.